CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Kate Otterbein. Here on Perth, Public Health says over 1,500 students are at risk of being suspended from school due to incomplete immunization records. Karen Bergeon-Payette, manager of immunizations at HPPH, says keeping kids' immunizations up to date is beneficial for everyone.
Students' immunizations are up to date. They're well, they're healthy, and they're able to stay in school, and they're able to learn to their best potential. If you have sick children usually have to stay at home, or if there's an outbreak and someone's not immunized against the disease that's circulating at the school, they have to stay home.
Bergeon-Payette says they have reached out to parents and guardians in the region regarding student immunization records. If you want the status of your child's immunization records, you can contact HPPH. Mental Health Matters Wingham is hosting a free mental health first aid training course this weekend, completely free. Shannon Mercer, founder of the organization, says this training will give you the necessary skills to help someone experiencing a mental health crisis.
Just knowing the skills of how to intervene and help when someone is struggling with mental health is really, really valuable in keeping people safe in our community, and also for encouraging people to reach out when they are struggling, when they know that there's people in the community who will listen to them.
If you're interested in registering for the two-day training, you can find the information on our website. The Western Ontario Wardens Caucus recently met with MPPs from across Western Ontario to discuss the caucus's priorities for 2024 and 2025. Caucus Chair Glenn McNeil says the MPPs were sensitive to the issues brought forward by the caucus and voiced their desire to work together and help.
There were no surprises. There were no pushbacks. The MPPs agree and realize the importance of these initiatives. And one thing that was strongly encouraged of the Western Ontario Wardens Caucus is to include the MPPs in any financial applications that are made for specific programs.
McNeil adds the number one priority for the caucus is housing, which ties into another priority of workforce. Those priorities both intertwine with the need for provincial infrastructure. Today is the start date of the $34 billion Trans Mountain Oil Pipeline expansion project. It will begin moving crude oil from Alberta to the BC coast. According to the Canadian Press, it took 4 years to build and was one of the most expensive infrastructure projects in Canadian history. It will almost triple shipping capacity of oil and will open global export markets. The Hanover Barons have a 2-1 lead in the Schmalz Cup semifinals after a 5-4 comeback overtime win against Clarington last night. Hanover trailed 4-1 after 1, but then scored 4 unanswered, including Joey Stimak's OT winner. Patrick Brown, Drayton Howell, and Alex McGilvery with a pair also scored for the Barons. Derek Hartley made 33 saves. Game 4 goes Thursday. Matthew Nyes scored at 2 minutes 26 seconds of overtime as the Toronto Maple Leafs topped the Boston Bruins 2-1 on Tuesday to avoid elimination in Game 5 of their first-round playoff series. The rookie winger scored after captain John Tavares took the puck hard to the net in the extra period to give the Leafs life. Jake McCabe had the other goal for Toronto. Joseph Woll made 28 saves. Michael Massey's 2-run homer gave Kansas City a lead it never relinquished as the Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 4-1 on Tuesday. Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino had back-to-back RBI doubles in the 8th inning to give Kansas City some insurance. The Royals snapped a 3-game losing skid. Bo Bichette's RBI single in the 6th inning was all the offense Toronto could muster. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.